Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Stupid World Records on today's show, a Norwegian Elvis and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now.
It's the Sam and Willie Show. Tonight on the Sam and Willie Show, Sam and Willie Griswold, Tom's kids, make an amazing discovery that just might change the Griswold family forever. Here's a preview of tonight's must-see episode.
Sam, I just got a call from the radio station. Did you schedule a meeting with us with Dad this afternoon?
Yeah. We're on the schedule from 4:47 to 4:58.
11 minutes?
I was lucky to get that. He's going to squeeze us in.
What's the meeting about?
I've been listening to some of his old records, and now I'm not so glad that I did. I found something very disturbing in his record collection.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't like the time that you found those magazines hidden in Dad's underwear drawer, is it?
No, it's even worse.
Worse than finding 22 issues of Modern Bridegroom.
Way worse. This is the song I found in Dad's record collection.
And everyone was an enemy. You wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm a eighth old man, I'm
enery. The eighth I am.
Did you hear the line, she wouldn't have a Willie or Sam?
Wait, are you saying that Dad got our names from that stupid song?
Yep. You know how Dad always said that I was named after his great-grandfather was a hero in the Boxer Rebellion?
Yeah. And that's why Dad always wears briefs.
Yeah. Well, I think the story's totally bogus. I looked up the Boxer Rebellion. It happened in China.
Wow. What kind of psycho would make up a story like that?
Dad.
Wow, Sam. Dad told me I was named after entertainment pioneer Willie Tyler, the man who broke the color barrier. You think you heard that too?
Yep. I think that we were named from a line in a Herman's Hermit.
No way. So wait, are Lucy and Charlie mentioned in that song too?
No, but I think I figured out where he got those names.
Oh.
From another song?
No, even worse. Remember that comic strip Peanuts?
No, wait. Are you saying that Lucy and Charlie were named after cartoon characters?
Could have been worse. He could have named one of us Pigpen.
Tune in tonight when Sam Donaldson and Willie Taylor Lester guest star on an all-new Sam and Willie Show.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I know Pat had no sleep, no electricity at the place last night. I'm
still grateful to be there, though.
Yes. Roof over the head.
Oh, yeah.
A little toasty inside. Check local listings.
90
now,
degrees.
We have a lot to get to today. We were still exploring the world of sports.
Yeah.
And where were we?
World record.
Oh, good.
Manon, you're not happy about this.
Uh-oh, you're not.
Stupid world.
Sweet.
I didn't read one. I didn't read
Baby
it.
Baby Jesus. A Norwegian man.
Yeah?
Can you wait a minute. Can you do this in Norwegian?
I once knew a man.
A Norwegian man.
There you go. That's close. Yeah. Yeah. Really good.
Has set the Guinness World Record for the longest Elvis Presley singing marathon.
Oh. Chick, I thought you said this was stupid.
This is wonderful.
How long?
How long before his neighbors shot him?
Yeah.
Did he ever finish?
Impersonator Kjell Henning. That's K-J-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. That ain't spelled right.
Did you ever notice that for some reason, I think the way the keyboard is set up in the American typewriter system, the J is the one letter you always hit it by mistake. And whenever you do that, whenever there's like a random J, it always looks like it's Norwegian or Swedish or something.
That definitely, yeah.
You said you can't type. You know, the keys are laid out so the hammers don't jam in the old.
Yeah, the keys are laid out to be the least efficient. You can switch it to the most efficient, where the letters used the most are right there in the main line there, but then you got to learn it all over again. I'm not going to do that.
No.
A-S-D-F-G-H-J-K-L semicolon. Impersonator K-Gel Henning Bjornstad.
A lot of J's in there.
Yes. How Norwegian can you get? Goes by the stage name. he put pen to paper on this, took a lot of time thinking.
Huh?
Kjell Elvis.
K-Gel.
Kjell Elvis?
You're going to go with K-Gel?
K-J-E-L-L. Sure, K-Gel's funnier.
Why didn't you just go with Kjellvis?
Kjellvis.
Kjellvis.
How did he miss that?
It's right there.
Would you go see Kjellvis?
Oh, Kjellvis, the Kapelvis?
That's what they said. He sang Elvis Presley songs for 50 hours, 50 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Yikes. 50 hours.
Since smashing the previous record of 43 hours, 11 minutes, 11 seconds.
Wow.
So is Elvis still cool in Norway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elvis is cool everywhere, pal.
Yeah.
He completed Elvis's...
Yeah. Yeah, Josh. You go around all the kids. What are they listening to? Elvis. They're shaking their fingers, shaking their hips.
Of course, the Norwegian Elvis. Instead of eating a lot of bacon, he just ate a lot of lutefisk.
Huh?
Yeah.
Of course, everyone knows. Norwegian famous for their
lutefisk.
That's where the bones dissolve, and it's an awful dish.
That's their big
He thing. Completed Thanks. Elvis's entire catalog and started it over to continue the record attempt. Following.
Well, he probably had to break Elvis's record for amphetamine ingestion.
Here we go.
Because remember, when Elvis was a guard in Germany in the army, that's where he started his drug problem.
Yeah, he stayed up overnight.
Had to stay awake.
Oh, really?
Successful,
I didn't know that.
Absolutely true, yeah.
Huh.
Following his successful record attempt, the 52-year-old Kjellvis said, this is an honest quote, I'll never do this again.
Yeah, no. Why would you?
You know what Kjellvis is known as in Norway?
What?
The Viking.
The Viking.
The Viking. Not bad.
I even got to do a T-shirt. Yeah. Me and Willie get together. It's the Kjellvis Viking, man.
Oh, man, I can't
He's the Viking. 50 hours every trip to the bathroom. Terrifying.
Wait, so he wore...
Yeah, he did not want to...
I assume this guy wore full Elvis regalia, right?
Oh, yes.
Let me see if I can find a picture of this guy.
Jumpsuit and sideburns,
It would be so great if he just did it in jeans and a T-shirt.
What does he look like?
He has some dude standing
there. He has the... what do you call it with the spangles on the pants? What's
Rhinestones.
That? Yeah, he's got the bell-bottom flared out, all the...
Oh, sure.
The white...
so cool.
The shade, the famous Elvis shades and the pompadour.
Yeah, boy.
He looks sort of like early 70s Elvis, not too fat,
okay,
but not the lean Elvis of the Singer special when he had the leather on and looked pretty cool. That's I assume he sang him in English, right?
I would think so.
Okay, well.
Godwin, give us your best Elvis.
I do a hell of an Elvis, but it's a precise one. It's Elvis the Final Shows. Where he had an issue. With the food and the drink and the drugs, had a hard time concentrating with those buffets laid out before him. Nice. Elvis, a final show.
Okay.
Are you going to finish that chicken?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Why you?
Oh, wait a minute. Can you get that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, boys, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you, buddy?
You talking about Elvis? I'm going to be going to Grayson for a trip. My mom filled this one on the radio. We're going here in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Cool.
Congrats.
But spoiler alert, they claim Grayson's gone downhill now.
Why?
What? I don't understand.
I don't know. They said they even built a KFC across the street from it.
Well, that's how Elvis would have wanted it.
Yeah.
It's sad, though, Josh, all these years, and he still can't get away from the Colonel.
Yeah. Those Colonels, 50%.
You can stop right there. That's the finest joke of the month right there.
Hey, I don't know if you guys are watching the sky overnight, but that Southern Aquarium Meteor Shower was lighting up the entire world.
Oh, yeah, that's the, the Southern Delta Aquarides Meteor Shower, it's called.
I don't care what airline started it, Tom, but seeing all them different streams of starlight bursting across the sky.
Yeah, lots of them. Yeah, it's very
cool. I imagine it's probably the same thing Angel Skinner sees in her forehead after a trip to Pound Town with yours truly.
No, please.
Swear to God. You've been there, Christy.
No, I haven't.
Anyways, seeing all them meteors gets me thinking about other space civilizations and UFOs and aliens and stuff. Yeah. And the fact remains, NASA and the Pentagon knows we ain't alone, and yet they keep the truth away from us.
They sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Top secret dicks. My Uncle Sonny swears he's abducted by a UFO during a Marshall Tucker Band concert back in 88.
Oh, really? My. Very specific.
I swear to God. Oh, he claims aliens sent him forward and aliens took him back in time because he heard the song Can't See You twice.
Really?
Can't you see?
But then again, can't see what alien would ever want to abduct him?
I don't know.
Good point.
I mean, he's got bad credit and an ankle monitor. Last thing they need is something else blinking up in the sky. Swear to God. You ever notice that it's never a NASA scientist or a Harvard professor that gets abducted?
Yeah.
It's always some dude like my Uncle Sonny, you know, who fixes transmissions for a living. You know? No aliens traveling halfway across the universe for his expertise on replacing a clutch on an 87 Dodge LeBaron. You know? Think about it. If you is an alien and you could snatch up any person in the entire world, why wouldn't you grab a high-value target like Glenn Beck or Steve Harvey? You know? Instead, they're always snatching up dudes with names like Chester or Malcolm sewn into their Jiffy Lube jacket. I mean, if I was an alien, first two I'm picking up is Apollonia and a strung-out Britney Spears. And then we fly over and abduct Kid Rock and Ted Nugent so the boys could teach them how to make some decent music for a change.
Oh.
And after that, I'd probably, you know, stop by North Korea, snatch up Kim Dong-Doon and let the Animal Probe Master 500 have its way with him for trying to incubate World War III.
Uh-huh.
You know? I'm sure so I ain't grabbing some rando 58-year-old who calls herself a Saffron, happens to be a vegan, and owns a healing crystal shop in Kokomo, Indiana.
Sounds like she did you wrong.
Well, if you think you were abducted by an alien, I'll say it like this. You probably just OD'd on PBR and Fireball, you know?
Yeah.
Or sang Elvis songs for 50 straight hours and 50 minutes and 50 seconds. And if you was really abducted, let me know. Because I got a date with Jenna Jameson, Mia Khalifa, and a pre-op Katie Couric. Pretty cool.
Whoa.
I got to.
Well. Pre-op Katie Couric.
Who's Mia Khalifa?
She came up a couple weeks ago. It's a popular porn star.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with Mia Khalifa, and she's crazy popular.
Oh really?
So.
Two porn stars and Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Odd choice.
Yes.
What happened to her eyebrows? I got to know.
I don't know.
Oh, I've always thought Katie Couric was adorable.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so I'm sorry. So let's get back to Elvis.
Really?
So this guy in Norway has the longest Elvis Presley singing marathon record.
Who had to sit through that?
I think get these records, they have to have, everything has to be multi-camera taped.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Or whatever, recorded so they can...
Watch that.
And someone from Guinness, I guess, has to sit there and watch all 50 hours to make sure that they didn't fake it.
I wouldn't watch this, but I would attend, and I would pay money to attend, the most Elvises singing at one time. I would have a lot of fun with that.
I love that scene in, what's the movie? Is it
Leaving? Honeymoon in Vegas?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah. The Flying Elvon.
I love that
movie. Bruno Mars is in that.
As a very young
Elvis.
Boy, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a little kid Elvis, and he kills it. He's great.
Yeah, he does.
And he's been making hits ever since.
Yeah. Yep.
That movie's great.
Oh, Bruno, you had
James Caan.
We do have the Elvis guy here.
We do. Oh, the sexual.
Yes. What's his name again?
Are you kidding me?
Kajelvis.
Kajelvis. Okay.
His real name is Kajel Bjornstad.
Okay. Now, for those that I am assuming, is that J silent or is it like a.
I don't speak Norwegian.
I tried to say that, and then you shoved Kajel down my throat.
Well, Kajel would be a lot more interesting. I know that.
I said
Bjorn.
Kjell.
Bjorn Bork.
I think it's Kjell. Right.
Be a lot funnier if it was Bjorn.
Kjelvis.
All right. By the way, be careful around him. He has a way of impregnating women in closets. Here we go.
Nå nå tar vi 2 minutter pause før jeg tar sangen. Her har vi manager Helge.
Som
har stått for markedsføringen.
Anybody catch any of that?
Nope. Well, he wasn't singing at all.
Something about Marcus Welby is the last thing I heard. Okay, let's go. Here we go.
Astrid Fyrholt, give her a big hand. Who has got to Sydpolen?
Is he speaking English? Did I hear?
There was some broken English in there.
Give her a big hand.
Yeah. Give her a big hand. Yeah. I heard that.
Okay. I think he said, "If anyone's driving a red Volvo,
your lights are on."
Yes,
your lights are on. No parking.
Your lights are on.
Don't forget to tip your waiter and waitress.
Okay, once again, this is the Norwegian Elvis. Here we go. Okay, Pat, you're the musician here. Wow, am I
like
correct in saying he's got that by 4 steps too low?
Yeah, something's wrong.
It does sound like the National. God help me, I tried to like them.
Is he starting low so when he gets to the Rockets' red glare, he can make it?
He's an octave lower.
Well, let's hear him.
Here we go, okay.
All I gotta do is think of
this is Leonard Cohen.
All I've got to do is think of others. What the hell
is Leonard Cohen?
That sounds like a Leonard Cohen version of an Elvis.
It does.
Did Elvis sing that song? That's a Beatles song, right?
Yeah. It's a George Harrison song, isn't it?
Something? Yeah.
Yeah. That, isn't that the one Frank Sinatra famously introduced as a Lennon and McCartney song?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Why is he only
something in the way?
Why is he only?
I can't even hear him.
Why is he only in one ear?
I don't want.
I can't stand. Can't you pick
worse?
I honestly cannot hear him.
Well, first of all, this guy can't sing at all. He's doing a talk sing.
So you're lucky.
He's terrible. He did this for 50 hours. And there were no suicides?
Am I deaf? I honestly cannot hear him.
The lead singer of Crash Test Dummies just called and said, hey, can that guy sing a little higher, please?
Yeah, Christy, it's only coming in my right ear.
It's coming in my right ear.
You don't hear his voice at all, Christy?
No. Not
everybody
at all.
Everybody knows. You need to see somebody.
Yeah. Honest to God, I do not hear it.
But there's probably some wiring issue that it's getting canceled out. Trust me, it's terrible.
It sounds like this.
Yeah, the guy can't sing at all. But
he's all right.
No, he's not. No, he's just doing a talk singing.
Something in the way, Jamie.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's weird that I can't hear that. Now I'm worried.
Well, here's my question is, like, when I started comedy, Josh, you can say this, it's hard to get your pals to come watch you. This guy can't sing. How did he get anyone to come watch him for 50 hours? Is it a bringer show?
It was it was never hard for me to get people to come
watch. Okay, got it. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Even clamoring of people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you consider an audience the pizza delivery guy waiting for with his hand out.
Now, why are you saying pizza?
He stayed and watched, didn't he?
Why are you talking about a pizza delivery guy, Tom? I don't quite understand that.
Boy, yeah, this guy. 50 hours of this.
That'd be awful.
Yikes. Well, did this take place during the pandemic?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not participating in this story.
Right. Well, people in the audience coughing in each other's faces just so they can get the hell out of there.
And spell his first name again.
Kjell.
Yeah, I bet it's Kjell.
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 Hello, I'm Kjell.
Oh, the Keenan and Kjell.
Yes.
Welcome
the
to Good Burger.
Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger, man. Take your order.
Yikes. Okay, thank you very much. Now, coming up, we have we complete? Does that conclude sports?
Yeah, Tom, it's over.
Okay.
Well, we didn't hear the outro. That's why I think we're confused.
Okay, I guess I can find it for you.
Where you go, whatever you do, always.
Once again, I'll never understand why Chick is not in charge of his own intro and outro.
That's what I said.
Because he can never find it.
I got it all right over here. I got everything you'll ever need right here.
Want
to
see my feet?
I got everything you want. Anything you could ever want.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dolby
ist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.